Thank you. This is a lot easier normally when I have an instrument between me and the crowd. Also, I'm going to do something illegal and read from a book, but I heard that it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, so that's what I'm going to do. I don't know if some of you probably don't know any of the bands that I have been in, but I'm in bands. Okay, I don't know if you've ever been a woman in a 7-piece folk band composed of 5 men, yourself, and 1 compatriot, but it's a pretty tough job. Add in being a lesbian, and I don't think there are many who would be up to the task. If you thought working in an office full of microaggressions was hard, try being in a small van full of farts. Anyways, my story is about my second time on tour. I usually try to distance myself from the constant stream of dick jokes and keep at least a semi-ladylike front, but it's a hard task after a show, playing to no one and 8 hours on the road. It was the morning after playing a show to 3 people who had the date of their favorite band wrong. And we had... And we had spent the night, all 7 of us, in a murder motel. Having spent said night drinking my weight in cheap beer, I woke up the next morning and had to take a serious poop. If you've ever drank your weight in cheap beer, you know what I'm talking about. So I grabbed a towel because I figure if I'm gonna poop, I might as well shower. Seeing as I'm sharing one room with 6 other people, I take the proper precaution to execute the perfect 10 ninja poop. As I hop in the shower, I'm thankful for this moment of respite from the constant grind and stream of testosterone I am subjected to. And upon leaving the bathroom, a queue has formed, and I'm glad I got there first. It's only after I hear my bandmate turn the shower on and simultaneously flush the toilet, I realize there's been a lapse in my female mental checklist. I realize that I'm feeling shame and frustration and anxiety as I am apologizing profusely to my bandmate for my foul fecal fiasco. And my bandmate turns to me and he says, "What are you talking about? Women don't poop." Being on tour is truly a blessing and a curse. You are never truly separate from the realities of being a human. Thank you, and the people before me are much better storytellers, so...